We've all heard it before. It's who you know. Now, hear why it's so true. Welcome to Social Capital, the weekly podcast where we dive into social relationships and how the investment you put into them establishes trust, reciprocity, and value within your networking community. Your host, Lori Hybe, will connect with top professionals and dive into their best networking stories and techniques to share with you.
Hey, everybody. Lori Hybe here. Welcome to the Social Capital Podcast. Our show notes are found at socialcapitalpodcast.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at LJ Hybe and on Facebook. This week's guest is Christy Terznik. Christy is a motivational speaker, author, and life coach. Her mission is to remind you that you already have everything you need within yourself to create a life that speaks to your soul with meaning and value. Her number one best-selling book, Mindset Magic, Using Scientific and Spiritual Principles to Create Your Life, has been endorsed by Michael Bernard Beckwith. Christy, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here talking with you.
I am excited for this because I know that mindset is very critical to one's success.
Absolutely. Yeah, I believe that mindset is the thing that helps shift everything else.
So how does your mindset impact the things that you experience? Let's talk about that.
Absolutely. So the mindset that we hold, which is the predominant overriding thoughts and beliefs that we have, are really going to be shaping the experiences that we encounter. So it really starts with belief. So the thoughts that you're holding, the beliefs that you're having, are going to be shaping the experience based on the deep part of your mind. The subconscious has a part of it, it's called the amygdala, that filters out everything that does not meet or match the belief that you hold or that thought that you're holding. So when you're looking into your world, everything that is in alignment with that thought will be very visible to you. And then anything that is out of alignment to that literally is not seen by your subconscious mind. So it is the expectation of something that you are believing in that compounds with the fact that your subconscious is automatically filtering those things that are allowing you to really be the creator within your life. It's helping you to shift the things that you're experiencing, the way that you're viewing things, really by what it is that you're telling yourself is important, because it's our choices that are determining our mindsets and the opportunities that are coming into us, and really knowing that we have the ability to shift our mindsets to create the kind of future that we're looking for.
So when things in your life aren't quite going the way that you want them to do or to evolve, I guess, how would we go about, or how would someone go about shifting for a better direction?
Oh, yeah, great question. The first place to start is really by giving yourself permission to take an honest look at what you're currently experiencing, you know, the good and the bad and everything in between. And then giving yourself that permission to release any, you know, frustration or shame that may be associated with where you are as opposed to where you want to be, and allowing yourself to really get clear on what it is that you want for yourself. So get really specific on the things that are important to you and create that awareness of, are my particular thoughts that I'm thinking, are they beneficial for my long-term success of the goals that I want for myself? And knowing that this is a process, you know, as we go along, we're continuing to grow and to learn so much more about ourselves and the world around us. So it's a journey. And if we're allowing ourselves to really love ourselves more deeply and honoring that journey, then the way that our life is going can be so much easier, and it can shift organically into something that is more in tune with who it is that we authentically are, just by having that awareness and that permission to say, this is what's important to me. These are the things that I would like to bring into my life.
Yeah, that's really important. And I imagine that you've got some, you said it's a process and a journey. I'm sure you've got some tools to help someone use right away to start connecting more deeply with themselves. So what are some of those tools?
Yeah, absolutely. So some of the things that I tell my clients are really to have one day where you are just witnessing the thoughts that you're thinking, you know, without criticism or judgment. Just take one day and observe whether the thoughts that you're predominantly thinking are tending to be more positive or if they're more negative and limiting. And then once you have that awareness, really allowing yourself to choose which ones you want to keep and which ones it's important to let go, and working to change some of those beliefs that you have. And then every day making a point to really reconnect to that deepest part of you that has all of the answers to the questions that we're asking. Because I believe that if you have the ability to ask the question, you also intuitively have that answer within. Now, you might not know exactly how to, you know, bring forth the result, but I believe that we, within ourselves, we know the path that is best for us to take just by allowing ourselves to tune in. So for me, the way that you can do it is really just connecting with yourself, getting honest, and, you know, trusting the information that you're receiving from yourself.
Yeah, that's really good. I like the idea of just sitting and being aware of what's happening in your head.
Absolutely.
Sounds really good. And I like your statement that if you have the ability to ask the question intuitively, you have the answer, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really powerful.
Yeah. And, you know, so often we look for someone else to, you know, to come into our lives and to, you know, save us or to show us the way when we already have so much of the information. We just have forgotten, you know, that we have that power as well. You know, we might need someone to walk along us, you know, with the journey that we're going along, but we know how to get there.
Nice. Well, let's migrate the conversation to networking. I know the mindset, the mentality that you have when networking is very important to the outcome at the end of the day, just like any activity that you do. So my goal with this podcast is to remove the fear and hesitation and uncertainty that some individuals have when they hear the word networking. So let's do that. Can you share with our listeners your most successful or favorite networking experience that you've had?
Yeah, you know, one of the experiences that I had was really me allowing myself to share with tremendous openness and vulnerability one of the experiences that I had with a previous client. And I wasn't sure whether or not what I was saying was resonating with the person. And what I had come to find out is after our conversation, the impact that what I had shared with that other person was far beyond what I could have imagined. And it really took me just knowing that by being who it is that I am, by bringing myself fully to the conversation, to putting myself out there, even if it's a little bit uncomfortable, then we're really doing a great service to other people by fully showing up. And we don't know what we're going to be saying that may impact someone on a deep way. We just have that responsibility to show up to be ourselves and let the rest take care of itself.
Yeah, that's really, really important. I agree with that as far as, you know, the more that you share the information with the world, even though you may not get an immediate response, you are having an impact on someone with that information.
Absolutely. So important.
Mm-hmm. So large or small, it's important to continue to connect and nurture your network. What do you do to stay in front of or best nurture your community?
What I do is I really allow myself to share my journey, share my experiences. So I do a lot of that, you know, just through the various different social mediums and putting myself out there just with consistency and that transparency and integrity. And then the people that are resonating with that in the networking group, just really building a solid foundation of community within my coworkers, within my peers, and, you know, being willing to share my content, my information, and also being willing to share the information from others that I also feel is, you know, worthy of sharing with my own community, my tribe.
So when you're saying sharing, you're saying transparency and experiences, what kind of content do you find that your network is engaging with?
It's a lot of the experiences, quite honestly, of the times that I have failed, you know, at something that I had strived for, and it's how I picked myself back up. It's the hero's journey, really, of, you know, having this having the person go through an experience, knowing that not everything is going to be successful, but knowing that there is always a lesson that everyone can learn from. I think that that's what most people resonate with, is seeing that other people are going through a similar situation, and that intuitively reminds them that even if they fall down for a moment, they can pick themselves up, back up, they can learn the lesson, and then they can move forward with all of that.
Yeah. I like that. I like the analogy with the hero's journey. Mm-hmm. And people definitely resonate with that. Good. So what advice would you offer the business professional who's looking to grow their network?
I would recommend to them to really get clear on who it is that they are, who they're serving. And once they have that clarity, really being able to honor the purpose that they have for that business. Because, you know, there again, I believe that because you have that passion for this business that you're in, it is our, you know, your responsibility really to get yourself out there in front of as many people as you can. So knowing that there is purpose, there is value, that you're not going to be resonating with 100% of the people, but those people that you are connecting with are the people that you're meant to serve. So just know that you are trying to find the people that are best suited for your services, and that will help your network to grow.
Yeah, that's really good. Having clarity on who that audience is that you're trying to build around you is going to definitely help you to at least attract the right individuals to you.
Absolutely.
So you spoke a little bit about social media, and that's digital networking. And I imagine you're doing a lot of face-to-face networking as well. Which one do you find more value in, digital or traditional networking?
You know, I think they both have tremendous value. For me, what I have found is there's nothing like building the personal relationships first before you start promoting each other's businesses. So on either platform that I am, I really strive to understand who that person is, you know, and get to know them on a deeper level. As opposed to, you know, what's in it for me? How can you help me? Or how can I help you? Like, let's really get down to the core of the person that I'm connecting with. And from that point, it becomes much easier to support the things that they're doing because I understand where they're coming from. I understand what it is that they're trying to create, and I'm more than willing to promote it when I have that deeper connection with them. So for me, you know, both are valuable. It's just wherever I can find that intimate connection with someone and create that relationship.
Yeah. I like that. The intimate connection is definitely where the magic
Absolutely.
Happens, right? And it's finding that right moment. Good. All right, Christy, if you could go back to your 20-year-old self, what would you tell yourself to do more of, less of, or differently with regards to your professional career?
Yeah, such a great question. What I would tell her is to believe in yourself, believe that what you have to offer is so important, and it's your responsibility to get out of your own way, to stop second guessing the thoughts that you have, and know that people are waiting for you to really put yourself out there so you can offer what it is that you do best for them. So that's what I would tell her.
That's really good advice. Definitely believing in yourself, getting out of our own way. And that's all mindset, right?
Absolutely. Right. It's courage. It's, you know, honoring who it is that you are and knowing that you have tremendous value in whatever it is that you're doing and, you know, sharing that message with everyone.
Powerful. We've all heard of the 6 degrees of separation. Now, who would be the one person you'd love to connect with? And do you think you could do it within the 6th degree?
Absolutely. I believe that. For me, I have one of my mentors that has shaped the course of my own business has been Gabrielle Bernstein. And, you know, I personally am working on building relationships that will enable that connection to happen. And it's definitely closer at this point than the 6 degrees. I think it's, for me right now, it's at about 2 degrees. You know, so I have positioned myself so that I'm connecting with the influencers who have those deeper connections. And as I'm nurturing those relationships, then more opportunities are coming to that. So yes, it's absolutely doable. And, you know, if you have that goal, if you have that person that you want to connect with, just figure out how you can make that happen. Like, who do you need to know? What do you need to do in order to facilitate that relationship so that it happens?
Really good. It sounds like you've started this journey and are making some really good progress if you feel that you're only 2 degrees away at this point.
Yeah. And, you know, the surprising thing is this 2 degrees that I feel, it's really just happened within the last 3 months or so. You know, previous to that, I think that it was more of the 6 degrees of separation. But I've really been actively hustling to put myself out there in ways that I hadn't been before. I've been stretching myself out of my comfort zone and knowing that the end result is what I want it to be, and that, having that ultimate connection will be something that I experience in the future.
Nice. How long ago do you feel that you started this journey?
I started this journey before I even realized that I started this journey, you know, so I, in hindsight, I realized that every experience that I have had throughout my life has been preparing me or teaching me something that I'm able to use in my professional life. So I feel like even from childhood, it was always my path that, I didn't know that I was on, but looking back, it's where I was ultimately headed.
Nice. Cool. It naturally happened and you didn't even know it, right?
Yeah, I fought it for quite some time, but it was always happening. And then once I really engaged in in the business, in the belief that this is what I, feel called to do, then that's when more of the magic and the coincidences started to appear.
When you got out of your own way.
When I got out of my own way, absolutely.
Okay. So most professionals and entrepreneurs that I interview are constantly learning and taking on new skills and educations. And oftentimes it's a book or an audio book that they're reading or listening to. So I'm always curious what my guests are self-educating on right now.
Yeah, right now I'm doing a lot of training on speaking and stage presence. So that's one of my next, big goals is to reach a larger population. So what I have invested in myself lately is specific programs that will enable me to, command the stage, to hone my message, to be able to connect on a more deeper spiritual level with the people that I'm trying to reach.
Nice. So is there a book or educational recommendation you can share?
Yeah, one of the books that definitely impacts me and I continue to go back to it. It's from Wayne Dyer and it's called The Power of Intention. And it's really just about making sure that you are clear on what it is that you want, making sure that your beliefs are in alignment with that, and then knowing that the universe is co-creating with that. And our job is just to hold the belief that it's already happened and it's just on our way. So that's a good one that I refer to.
No, I have not heard of that one, but I'm definitely going to take a look at it.
Yeah, it's definitely a good one for the self-development.
Any final word or advice you can offer our listeners with regards to growing and supporting your network?
You know, I think it goes back to what we have been talking about, with mindset, really remembering that it's our job to put ourselves out there, to get out of our own way, and to really and fully believe in the service that we're offering and know that people are needing that. And when we're able to do that, then it's easier to build those relationships and it's easier to want to share what it is that we do with other people because we're more in tune with why we're doing it. We're, filling ourselves more with the passion that we have that it has caused us to be these entrepreneurs. So my final thought would really just be to remember yourself, remember the reason that you're doing all of this, get out of your own way. It's not about you. It's about the people that you're serving and make sure that you're connecting with as many people because everyone out there is looking for someone exactly like you.
Oh, really good advice. Remember the reason, get out of your own way, and it's not for us, it's for others. Fantastic advice to share. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Christy, if anyone was interested in getting in contact with you, what is the best way that they can reach you?
You know, they can certainly find me on my website, which is powerful-mind.com. And I, you know, can be found on Facebook or Instagram predominantly. So those are the best avenues.
Great. And we will include those links in our show notes. And I believe you had a giveaway for our listeners as well.
I do. Yeah. In order to help people to, you know, to get out of their own way and to start shifting some of the limiting beliefs that they have, I would love to gift your audience with a belief change worksheet that has helped me tremendously in my own personal growth. And they can also get that on my website, and you can post that link as well.
Great. Again, we will include all of those details and pieces of information in our show notes. Thank you so much for being on the show today with us, Christy.
Oh, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here. And, you know, it's wonderful that you're having this platform to help entrepreneurs to grow and to expand themselves into a greater version of who they can be. Thank you for doing what you do.
Oh, thank you so much. This wraps up our episode of Social Capital. A huge thank you to Christy Terznik for taking the time to connect with us. Join us next week for another great guest as we continue the conversation on networking and building your community. If you need me, send an email to Lori@socialcapitalpodcast.com. Otherwise, we'll see you next week.
That's all for this episode of the Social Capital Podcast. Be sure to visit socialcapitalpodcast.com for show notes, more episodes, and to check out our free ebooks on business and networking.